From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with two classic tracks from two classic albums from two pioneering sax players in the world of avant-garde jazz. We'll begin with John Coltrane and a selection from 1964 and his masterpiece, A Love Supreme. This was one of Coltrane's earliest forays into spiritual jazz and free jazz territory for the Impulse label. Coltrane featured here on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. This is A Love Supreme, Part 3, Pursuance.
Thank you.
We began the hour with John Coltrane and his quartet from 1964 with McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones, part three of the album A Love Supreme, titled Pursuance. And lastly, from 1959, Ornette Coleman on alto sax, from his final album for the Contemporary label, Tomorrow Is the Question, with Don Cherry on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass for side two of the original LP. On side A, Percy Heath was the bass player, and Shelley Mann rounding out the quartet on drums. We heard Turnaround. Speaking of turning around, we will turn now to jazz rock fusion, the other main component of jazz progressions, and we'll begin this set with a classic track from Brand X, from their second LP from 1977, More Rock and Roll, with the original lineup that was Brand X, with John Goodsell on guitar, Robin Lumley keyboards, Percy Jones bass, and of course, the great Phil Collins on drums. This is Malaga Virgen. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
We began that set with Brand X, fronted by Phil Collins on drums, Malaga Virgen, from the album Moroccan Roll from 1977. And lastly, a fusion band from Germany called Malou, M-A-L-O-O, from 1978, and their LP All About the Things, released that year on Lava Records in Germany. To my knowledge, this album has never been reissued on CD. And on that track, you heard Bernd Thuberg on guitar, Wolf Struck, bass, and Michael Kulik on drums. It was the opening track of side A, Lente. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you can find much more info about the show, including detailed show playlists and also streaming audio of full episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for Jazz Progressions program number 1815. We will continue on in a late 70s fusion vein to conclude the hour, and we'll begin with more sounds from the UK and the band Turning Point, and a track from their 1978 release Silent Promise, reissued on CD on the Airmail Archive label, with Dave Tidball on sax, Brian Miller keyboards, Jeff Klein, veteran of the British jazz scene, on bass, Paul Robinson on drums, and Pepe Limer on vocals. This is Beginning Again. Yeah. We began that set with Turning Point, a late 70s fusion band from the UK. From Silent Promise, we heard Beginning Again. And lastly, music from Gong. Actually, by this point, the band was officially named Pierre Morland's Gong, fronted by percussionist Pierre Morland, who was featured on that track on drums and keyboards, his brother Benoit Morland on vibraphone, François Cosset, marimba, Didier Lockwood, violin, Ross Record, guitar, and Hansford Rowe on bass. We listened to Cross Currents. The title track of this release, Downwind, also features Mike Oldfield on guitar. He and Monsieur Morland had collaborated previously on Mike's 1978 epic, Incantations. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and the website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.